A divna, a divna.
Divna and a divant-na.
Divant-na.
Right.
Right.
So.
Yes.
Welcome back. Episode 19.
19. 19.
Na-na-na-na-na.
Do you remember that Paul Hardcastle? 19. Na-na-na-na-na-19.
No, I didn't. I was doing Wakefield Saturday night. What were you doing?
Paul Hardcastle, 19.
Hardcastle.
Paul Hardcastle, 19.
Yes.
The average age of a Vietnamese soldier was 19. Na-na-na-na. It's very difficult to do. Some of our listeners will remember that.
Yeah. Be interesting to see what our demographic is if they do get that. All right. Welcome back. Oh, as ever, I am gladful and gleeful that I was not cursed with the name Rob.
And I am thankful and joyful I wasn't saddled.
At all.
With ever. With anything. Even the name Chris. Tofa.
Furry muff. Furry muff. Okay. But yeah, welcome back.
Welcome
to
back.
The Strange.
We missed you. It was awful.
Right, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if everything goes to plan, the next episode is number 20, should be the last of season one.
Yep.
We're
special
gonna
guest.
Put a bookend on it.
We got a bookend.
And he's a right lovely lad.
We got a turn.
For tonight's turn, put your hands together.
We got a turn. You're going to be right here.
Yeah, lovely lad.
In room.
So yeah, that should work out real nice.
Yeah.
So that should be a real treat.
What was
that
accent?
That
was real nice. It was kind of like
real
a hybrid.
Nice.
Got a hybrid between Yorkshire and America.
It's
got a beat. Real nice.
Real nice. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Real nice. Like, yeah.
Welcome to Dallas. I'd love to do accents really well. Anyway, yeah. So that should be cool. We're on episode 19. Let me get my brain to gear. Yes. If anyone hasn't seen it yet. I have started a blog for this thing.
Yes.
I have started a blog. It is on there. It is on Tinterweb. ThroughTheStrange.com. It's just there, isn't it? I mean, how can you forget that?
Strange.
Which is really funny, right? Because to start with, I thought, oh, you know, it might be a nice way to have a bit of a ramble about something and pick up the bits that maybe we don't talk about on the podcast and stuff like that. And I thought it would be a bit of a hodgepodge of randomness. You know, me just posting loads of random links and images and shit like that. But actually, when I sit down to do one of these posts, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this. And then I start writing and I almost feel like a bit of a flipping, I don't know, like a life tutor sometimes.
Ooh.
You know, you sit down and you think, yes, and this happens because of this.
Ooh.
Did you know? And I don't know why. And every time I try and hit a blog post, it's the same thing.
It's because you are a teacher.
Oh, maybe.
And you want to teach.
Yeah. Those who can to teach. Those who can blog.
Those who can. Those who can't teach. And those who can't teach, blog.
There's a strap line. There's the title for this one. Do you know what? You're probably right.
Really? Well, that's the first time
for everything.
Mark it down, quick now.
Because do you know what? If I could have the ability to zoom out of my own life a little bit and look at this kind of relationships, right? The thing that I reckon does people's head in the most, like my wife and my kids and stuff, is that I'm always trying to go, oh, well, you know why that is, don't you?
Ah.
Have you ever thought about it like this? Huh? What do you mean you don't understand like this? Hold on, let me explain a different way. It's always just me bloody trying to teach people.
Yeah.
Must be bloody annoying.
Well, I think there's a dad thing, because I tend to do that with my kids.
Right,
I say things like, why do you think that is? That's my favourite one at the minute.
Why don't we wear underpants on our head?
Why don't we do that?
You know, inside out.
Yeah.
After we've worn them on our backside. Why don't we do that?
What reasons can you give me? In fact, write me a piece of... I can't write. Well, learn to write and then write it. Yeah.
500-word essay. Where do you think we start with that? Yeah. Hey, where do you think? I don't care, you're only four. Get a pen and paper.
Get a crayon. Get upstairs. Get writing.
Remember, everything's possible, darling.
You can do it. I have for you. Special little guy.
Yeah, still makes me laugh.
Mm. I've got something just I wanted to share with you.
Come on now.
Come on, share this with me. Today, the wife and I, we went to the Toby Carvery.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you can go wrong with a Toby.
You can't. You can't
you
go
know
wrong
what,
with
you knew you were going to go.
I had, what did I have? I had...
roast dinner.
Turkey. You had a roast dinner.
You do want to fucking see.
I had a pizza. I had turkey and gammon, and it was very nice. And of course, as you do, you fit as much onto the plate as you possibly can.
Even if you're not hungry, mindset is we're in a Toby Carvery, or even if it's like all you need Chinese buffet, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even if you don't like what it is, you just like pile it on.
And I did. I did exactly that. I filled my plate as much as I could and ate it, and it was good. But of course, I was a bit full afterwards. But then I actually thought, okay, so what is the largest meal that's ever been eaten?
Okay.
So I did a little bit of research and I found this out for you. Okay.
Come on now.
Now, this was eaten by a 23-year-old woman, okay?
Hmm.
According to the Guinness Book of Records, back in 1985, a medical journal... the Lancet published this. This is a story about... So remember, 23-year-old woman, this is what she ate. 1 pound of liver, 2 pound of kidneys, 8 ounces of steak, 2 eggs, 1 pound of cheese, 2 large slices of bread, 1 pound of mushrooms, 2 pound of carrots, 1 cauliflower, 10 peaches, 4 pears, 2 apples, 4 bananas, 2 pounds of plums, 2 pounds of grapes, and 2 glasses of milk, reaching 16 pounds in total. So she ate 16 pounds worth of food.
What?
Yeah, guess what?
Even in a week, that is impressive.
Yeah, yeah. But she ate that in one sitting. And guess what?
She exploded?
She died.
No way.
The woman later died following attempts to have the undigested food surgically removed. But she ate that amount of food. I mean, like, even just saying 1 pound of liver.
A
pound of liver. You go, that's
old money, though. What's a pound?
It's 2.2 pounds to a kilo, so it's basically half a kilo.
Half a kilo of liver, that's quite a lot of liver.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of liver.
Yeah.
And that was just the starter. Ugh. 2 pounds of kidneys, 8 ounces of steak.
They're quite selective things to start off with, aren't they?
2 eggs, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
You can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Then she's gone for a pound of cheese.
A pound of cheese, hold on.
So that's...
again, it's half a kilo of cheese.
Half a kilo of cheese, yeah.
Fuck my face, that's a lot of cheese, isn't it? Hey, as much as I love cheese.
And then she goes back to 2 large slices of bread. You go, okay. See, 2 large slices of bread and 2 eggs. I can get on board with that. Then she goes, this is a pound of mushrooms.
But mushrooms are mainly kind of airy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
They're quite a light veggie. Yeah.
But then she went for 2 pounds of carrots.
Mm.
And then just 1 whole cauliflower. And that must have been her main, because then she's gone on to dessert now, and she's gone healthy. She's gone for the healthy option. So 10 peaches, 4 pears, 2 apples, and 4 bananas.
10 peaches, though?
10 peaches.
10 peaches?
4 pears, 2 apples, 4 bananas, 2 pounds of plums, 2 pounds of grapes.
Even if you have one good size banana, you can feel it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. She had four bananas. And then to rinse it all down, she had 2 glasses of milk. And then she went pop, goes the weasel.
Oh man, she's pouring that coat in.
So what's the biggest, what's the largest amount of food that you've eaten, do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
I reckon in like my college, uni sort of days, we used to do, can't remember what size it was now, but after we did a gig in that, we'd go and get pizzas, right? And
yeah.
We'd obviously have a pizza each.
Yep.
Because we're all like, hey, we're adults and we can do whatever the hell please. And I think it was like a 15 inch or something, but would get thick crust.
Each. Wow.
But the interesting thing was, of all the things available, and it was a proper pizza shop, all we'd have is the bread and cheese. There'd be no tomato sauce on there. There'd be no nothing, which actually tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
Like the most indulgent cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
In the shape of a giant plate.
In a 15-inch plate.
Yeah, something like that. What do you reckon for you?
I think that I did an all-you-can-eat Indian buffet once.
Mm.
And I literally couldn't stand. I'd eaten so much. I had trouble standing up. It hurt to stand up, yeah. Yeah. That was about... No, it wasn't a buffet. Sorry, it was a normal restaurant, and I just... I think I had my food, and I think I had my most of my wife's as well. Yeah. And I just remember, and I couldn't stand up, and I couldn't walk to the car. It was really painful. Yeah.
What is it? What, and you good?
Yeah. I just couldn't stop eating. Like, you know, like a Labrador, you can't, they just eat themselves to death. I was like that. Give me another Buna. Yeah, that was without a doubt the most food I've ever eaten, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was really painful. So that's why this woman, just, I can't understand how, well, at some point she didn't go, oh, that's good, that's a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm going to have to wait till I have a poo to do the cauliflower.
I need to. This is going to kill me. It's like, I'll just have four more bananas.
Bloody hell. That's some effort, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a weird emotion I've got with this one, Rob. I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
It's kind of like shock horror of the amount and the actual task at hand, completed, job done.
Yeah.
So then respect.
Yeah.
Equally sort of, it's really funny, but then equal sadness.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what has she achieved with her sacrifice?
I mean,
you know?
The thing is like, you know, you're a, what do you have achieved from that? You're kind of a footnote in the Lancet of somebody that ate too much and died. Have you ever watched that Man Versus Food? You ever seen that on TV?
I've seen bits of it, yeah.
That
makes me feel a bit sick.
It blows my, I find it compelling to watch. I look at it, he picks up a sandwich that weighs like, half a ton or something.
700 kilo sandwich. I could do it.
You got 30 minutes to eat that. I can do this. But it's amazing. I mean, you go, that's just ridiculous.
Mm.
But he had to stop doing it, didn't he? He had to stop medically.
It wasn't great for him, was it? I heard he was quite a sort of health conscious bloke. And in between shooting the episodes, he would be like training really hard. Just to keep it all off.
Yeah.
Because there's so much calories going in there.
Oh, man, yeah.
It'd just be like a bloody house end, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Terrific.
Now then.
Then.
let me pick something out of here that kind of, goes off that, right?
Okay, yeah.
Can't remember what it was I was watching now. I was watching something and they were talking about, the food we eat and blah, blah, blah. What was it again? Oh, that was it. That Rich Roll podcast.
Yep.
Which is brilliant. And he's super interesting bloke, blah, blah, blah. But he gets all kinds of guests on. And this one guy, I think his name is Mike Marler. And he's like a super kettlebell guru. You know kettlebells?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
All that sort of jazz. Yep. But his thing is he's got this massive knowledge base and understanding of hormones in the body. And he reckons everything is sort of controlled and almost manipulated by the hormones in our body. So just daft stuff like, you know, if you eat too much sugar, then you become insulin, your insulin, resistance levels and stuff are desensitized and blah, 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 and then you end up diabetic and all that sort of shit. But equally, by the foods we eat and things like that, it can control, what the hell was the name of it? I can't remember. But go check it out. There's a chemical that's released when we eat food to basically tell our brain, like, okay, that's enough, we don't need any more, you know? But because of the shit that we put in our bodies all the time, that particular mechanism is so dumbed down that we can't even hear the signal anymore. You know what I mean? Our brains,
no idea,
because of the amount of sugar in our diets and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
really interesting guy. Have a listen to that. But I then went and listened to something else off of that, and it was about. So when you got these food manufacturers, it was kind of questioning whether we even have free will anymore over what we're eating, because marketing and food scientists, or whatever you'd call them, are so good at what they do now. It's almost questioning, like, are we now brainwashed?
Yeah, I reckon, as the generations go on, I reckon more and more people are going to be brainwashed as well as to what they eat and what they don't eat, because it's all marketing as well. It's all you know, you need to eat this, you need to eat that, you need to do this, you need to wear that, you have to say this, you have to, you know,
yeah.
It's where everyone's getting, the whole lives are becoming pigeonholed.
Yeah.
It's going to be, this is what you wear, this is what you do, this is what you have to have, you know.
Yeah.
And everything becomes linked, it all links in together, and it just is, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's frightening, really. Really is, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Because if you were to say to someone, oh, by the way, do you know you're being manipulated to buy that and eat that every week?
Yeah.
You do your weekly shop or whatever.
Yeah.
Or do you know the reason why you eat that and then you want another one is because, do you know what I mean? People are like, that's surely illegal, do you know what I mean? But it's happening all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Like, what were they saying? They were saying these neuroscientists, so the food companies are employing neuroscientists who are literally giving someone, let's say, I don't know, a bag of crisps, right? And then as they eat them, they then are in an MRI scanner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're studying the brain patterns and they're measuring hormone output, et cetera, to see which the brain reacts to the best. You know, the endorphins and all that sort of stuff, which is released more. Yeah. And then, you know, if they get a crappy one, they'll pull them out and then they'll try a different recipe and then they'll do this. And they're doing all these different tests. And things like, even things like, you know, McDonald's fries, they're saying.
Mm.
You think, oh, they've had this big campaign, like, oh, we are only potatoes and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. But when you look at it on a detailed level, they actually coat all of them things in some kind of a refined sugar.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
To make them obviously sweeter and to give them that nice golden colour, all that sort of stuff. But what's happening is it goes in, it's fucking with our hormone levels.
Yeah,
it's making us less resistant to this reaction and this signal, and our brains are just going bloody haywire.
And a lot of these sugars, it's like, you know, with chocolate, well, they release things that make you feel good.
Yeah.
So you get a very short-lived high, a good feeling from eating these things.
Mm.
And that's why people do it. I mean, even the bread is sweet, isn't it? On McDonald's. The bread has a sweetness to it.
Yeah. And all the sauces and everything, just crammed full of sugar.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I think, you know, it gets to the point where we won't know anymore. We'll just be, you know, we'll just be told what we can eat, what we can't eat. And it'll say it's got fruit in it. As though that's a big deal.
Yeah, even when you look at that sort of stuff, you know, and the packaging will convince you this is super healthy.
Yeah.
But then when you look at it, it's just not.
There's not. Well, they did that with cereal, didn't they? I mean, for years and years, cereal was packed full of sugar, but everybody thought it was healthy.
Mm.
And suddenly somebody went, well, hang about a minute, there's a lot of sugar in this.
Yeah. The reason why it tastes so good and you want six bowls every morning is because.
Why are my children's teeth falling out? Like, because of all the sugar.
And they're all fat.
Why are my children obese?
And miserable.
Yeah.
You know, because it massively affects your mood and everything,
absolutely.
Doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's frightening. It's frightening. And all the things with all the computers and the TVs and the tablets and everything that kids are just into now.
Mm.
And that's one thing that I always worries me is that I always encourage my children all the time to look around when we're out walking.
Mm.
Look at the sky, for God's sake. Look at the trees, you know. Because otherwise, they'll always be looking down. I mean, you know, that was a ridiculous thing I heard on the news the other day, where they're thinking of putting road signs on the pavement now for people who are always looking down on their phones.
Come on.
No, they're going to start putting things on, markers on the pavement, because people spend their whole life looking down at their phones and their tablets and whatever.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Mm. I saw someone saying, this chiropractor guy, and he was saying over the last 10 years or something, there's been a massive increase in back and neck problems.
Yeah.
Because people are literally, for hours every day, just looking down.
Yeah.
You know, and it's an insane problem.
Yeah,
it is. They're just sitting for so long.
It is.
Doing bugger all.
Yeah. I mean, the worrying thing is that even my children, we limit the amount of time that they watch, tablets and whatever. But my little girl will watch kids' YouTube, and she will watch children playing with Play-Doh.
Mm.
But she won't, go and play with your Play-Doh. She would rather watch kids playing Play-Doh.
Yeah.
How freaky is that?
Yeah. My boys are the same.
It's messed
They'll
up,
watch
isn't
people
it?
Playing video games.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have that game upstairs. Would you like to go? No, sorry,
it's mad, isn't it? I can't get my head around it. And I was like, you've got Play-Doh on the floor there.
Yeah. One of the biggest things is being, you know, you get some kid who turns into some YouTube flipping celebrity.
Yeah.
And they're literally open and like Kinder Egg type things, surprise eggs they call them.
Yeah.
And they just open them. Hey, let's see what we got in
here.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, Paw Patrol. Oh, wow.
Hey. Yeah. And then they'll start like playing with them and stuff on the table. And my kid's just like, wow, that's amazing.
Really messed up. There was this, my little girl was watching something the other day, and it was a woman making like Play-Doh dresses for dolls. And it was like an American lady. She goes, okay, so let's get the yellow one out. Okay. And so it was just like her hands. And she was absolutely mesmerized by it. And I'm like, what are you watching? She's like, oh, I'm watching this guy. What?
Yeah.
Don't know. Weird, man.
But there's something, you know, the psychology of it.
Yeah, it is.
And it's easier. Awesome. I don't know. It's like the route of the least resistance possible.
Yeah.
To try and entertain your brain.
Yeah.
And you must, I don't know, somehow get something out of it.
It's really strange.
I don't know. But we sound like two old rants.
But rather, the positive thing of that, my boy is completely the opposite. He couldn't stand watching people play with Lego. He has to play with Lego. He has to build something.
Oh, good lad.
Yeah. So it's just, it's weird though, isn't it?
It is super weird. Have you got anything?
Just want to read this because this is something that is, once again, mind-blowing. Absolutely, right. This is
blow my mind, Rob.
Are you ready for this?
Blow it.
There's a lady. All right. And her name is Julia Guntel, or something like that. Or AKA, her stage name is Zlata. she's 27, and she is the world's most flexible person. And there's some pictures here, which I'm going to show you now, which is going to blow your mind anyway, because...
Wow.
I'm showing Chris the pictures now.
Did she have to wear such a bright red shiny suit?
No.
Jeans.
I know, yeah. But this is the thing that's going to freak you out, okay? Is she can bend herself or fold herself, okay? She's 5'8".
Uh-huh.
She's so flexible, she can cram herself into a 50-centimetre square box.
What?
that's just bigger than a ruler. A school ruler is 30 centimetres. So if you bang 20 centimetres on that and make a box, and she's 5'8",
nah.
She can fold herself into
it. Even her femur or something must be longer than that, surely.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Because 5 foot, all right, 5 foot is not the world's tallest person, but it's not small, is it?
She is ridiculously bendy, but I'm trying to find a picture and see if there's a picture of her in the box.
I was so hoping she was called Wendy.
Bendy Wendy. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that basically was a torturous thing years ago. They would break your bones and fold you up and put you in a box.
Oh my God.
In the Middle Ages or whatever.
Tell me you have a picture of the woman.
I don't know. It hasn't got her in a box. That's got a picture of a box. I mean,
I want to see a lady in a box. Make it happen.
But it's mad, isn't it? I mean, it's somebody is that bendy. They can bend themselves into it. I mean, I have trouble getting out of bed in the morning.
I was talking to someone about that the other day. Because, you know, I think I'm a relatively active person.
I would say you were.
You know, I'd get out for a run and a mountain bike and blah, blah, blah. I try to have a stretch daily.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Yeah. But, I mean, I still touch my toes, Rob.
Me too.
You can touch my toes.
I'd rather not.
Every day of the week. yes. But what was I getting onto? Yeah. But there's this weird thing. I don't know whether there's something wrong with me. I don't know whether there's something wrong with my mattress or what. But like you said, on a morning when you get up, for someone who isn't just sitting down doing nothing all day, like, I can get up and feel like death physically.
Yeah, yeah.
For the first 2-3 minutes. Is that normal? Have I just slept deeply? Or
I don't know. I think, what? I mean, it probably might be your mattress. It might definitely be that. Because I used to, we changed our mattress a couple of years back, but I used to wake up with very, very painful lower back pain, lumbar pain.
Mm.
And we took the mattress in it and it went, it disappeared. So
have you ever had friction burns on your mattress?
Yeah, let me think about that.
Just wear it out a big channel down the middle.
It's like Homer Simpson. No,
another mattress, love.
Well, Homer Simpson just folds around me. But yeah, no, I mean, I think it had something to do. But I find that from when I used to do a lot of running, my knees are the other things.
Right.
When I get up, and actually my sometimes my feet, but generally my knees. If I have to get up in the morning, and as soon as I stand up.
What, that first kind of creaky stand up out of the bed and you make a groan?
Yeah, it's the old man groan. One of those. And then I'm off, then I'm fine. Then I was okay all day.
It's funny, that groan, I don't know whether it's like an outward declaration of discomfort. It's something in it, because actually we don't need to do it.
No, yeah. It
doesn't help the process.
Yeah.
And yet we do it.
And I think once you get attuned to it, you hear so many people have their own little things, like driving. If you listen to my wife driving, she's like, just like, and then, but then you, then you, oh, so you, so you attune to yourself, and then you find yourself, you do things like that.
Yeah.
Like you go, you know, changing. Listen to yourself. Now that I've said this, and people listening, listen.
Was
to...
Was that second to third there?
Yeah, I was going from second to third. It was
second
actually,
to third. There you go.
But you find also, but once you get attuned to it, and you start listening, you'll find that you do loads and loads of things, and then as you get older, they become more comical. like you suddenly start to narrate other people's lives. Like somebody comes out a door, and they, you know, and they don't see you. You go, oh. hey, all right.
Hey, yeah, here he is.
But it's the oh, there you go. Or if you trip over, boom, hey.
It's weird, isn't it? Like the social acknowledgement that I know what's going on here or something. But I don't know what it is.
You will as you get older. You but now that I've said it, attune yourself into it, and you're here all the time.
I will. I even the other day when I picked up the kettle. It was a full kettle, granted.
Yeah.
There was a good litre or so of water in there. But as I picked up, I kind of went,
huh? There it is.
And why? Just to let everyone else know in the room, this is heavy. Yes, that's right. I lifted a litre of boiling water.
My God, Daddy's lifting the kettle. Come on. Come on, Chris. You got this.
Let's rock.
You got this, man. You got this. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Who wants a cup of tea?
I need like a rub down after every time I make a brew.
Felt good. How did it feel, Chris? It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I felt the
Might
burn.
Make one later.
Really did feel the burn. The lid fell off when I rubbed my arm. Got the burn. Third degree. Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Now then.
I want to wrap this up because this kind of feels like the end of season one for you and I.
Yes.
Although I know we've got the special coming next week. But... here it is, right? There's something came to me in the summer this year, and it kind of freaked me out a bit, right? He's got his glasses
on. I'm putting my glasses on for this one.
have you done something, by the way, different since I last seen you?
In regards to
have you had
what?
An haircut or something?
I've had an haircut, aye.
Definitely more handsome.
Oh, bless you. Thank you very much. Not an haircut, that's all.
Yeah.
It's more handsome.
It's got something going on. Maybe the denial of real life. There's more smiles or something.
Yeah. There's something. No, I'm just. I've reached that point now where everything's just hilarious.
He's just let go. He's plunging into a wild tangent of oblivion.
Somebody just laughs at everything now.
Brilliant.
In an ironic kind of way.
Well, welcome.
No, it just feels good. Feels good. I can't. There's nothing I can be serious about. Serious? I can't be serious about anything anymore.
I can be serious about.
Siri, everything.
Oh, don't start that. Instead of Alexa, it'll be giggling. This thing going on.
I just start giggling now about most things.
So something came to me.
Yes.
And it kind of made me feel a little bit stupid, if I'm honest.
Oh, right. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all right. Sometimes we need them slaps in the face. And it was this, right? How is it that as humans, you know, we're so hyper-developed in so many ways. And yet, there are certain points in each year, for example, the summer, when socially we're kind of like, okay, it's time to put your tools down now. We're going to have a little rest, okay? Right, it's holiday time now, all right? That's it. Book a week off, maybe two.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. that's good, well done, yeah, lovely. And then we go to these places that charge us extortionate amounts.
Yep.
Now I'm ranting like a proper old man.
Good man.
But we go to these places and it's kind of like, welcome, hi, this is where you relax. Mm. Come in, we're going to make it lovely for you. Oh, isn't it nice? Yeah, isn't it? I don't know, I felt patronized by the very thing I've bought into for years.
Yeah.
And it was just an odd thing, like, why aren't I resting in my own way? Why do I need to go to holiday camp?
Yeah, it's a very good point. Why do we do that? Why do we feel like we... I mean, because for me, I've actually had this conversation with loads of people, but I say, for me, resting is just doing something different.
Okay.
Right, so if it was doing the garden or something that I don't normally do,
yeah,
that would be a rest for me. I don't need to go away to do that.
Okay.
So, as nice as it is to go away, I know exactly what you're saying, because as soon as you go to a resort or a place, you feel like you have to do these things.
Mm.
You feel like, right, we've got to do this, we've got to do that.
Let's make the most of it.
Yeah, and you go, but now we're not resting. Now we're doing more. Now we're doing more than we ever did.
Yeah, and that's exactly
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It just reeks of irony, doesn't it?
It's a weird thing we buy into, yeah.
And especially as parents.
Yeah.
You know, like one of our little jaunts this year, we went off to Centre Parks and it was all right, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But so as we're sitting there and the odd time, you know, we'll duck into Starbucks for a drink because it was pissing it down, whatever. Yeah. And you've got these people just sitting there faffing around on their iPads or reading books. Yeah. and you walk past 2 hours later, they're still there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, but then as parents... I'm like, something's got to change here, because this is not a holiday, it's not a rest, it's not a break, it's an ordeal.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, right? You're in a strange environment. Your kids aren't aware of the dangers. You've been raped of your money. It's gone. You're trudging around this forest with your pants down.
Did you hire bikes?
No. We've done that a few times, but now we've got our eyes open.
Well, the few times that we've been there, we've hired the bikes, and... that's been the redeeming thing about it. Just get on your bike and have a little cycle. But yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, this is the thing with the coffee shop. You go, you've paid £1,000 to sit in Costa and read your book
for a cheese filled croissant.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You might as well just go to your local Costa with your book.
Yeah.
And what's the difference? There's no difference, because you're not even outside. You're sitting inside.
It's like this weird mentality, like we've been sold or brainwashed into this idea that we, one, have to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Or you have to do, you know,
yeah,
half terms and Easters and summers and Christmases. Like,
yeah,
you have to abide by this schedule. This is the way we do. We're humans.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, like I don't think we do, you know. Maybe at some other point in the year, that might actually be a better time for a break or a rest.
This is what we were talking about earlier, yeah, where we're brainwashed into something because it's the accepted norm and we're all corralled into this one train of thought.
Mm.
I mean, this is the prime example is, of course, is that if you go on holiday in the summer holidays, it costs you 50% more.
At least.
For the same holiday.
Yeah. Why is that acceptable?
It's not. I find that disgusting.
Do you know, if it was someone else, like, I don't know, when it gets to Christmas time, you go to Tesco's and buy some bread.
Yeah.
But it's twice the price.
Yeah.
Well, why? Well, it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas, that's it, yeah.
But why?
Well, because, you know, that's the time when people are on holiday.
That's the time when we eat most bread. Yeah. Maybe it wasn't a great example, but you know what I mean?
Anything else. That is a great example, because it is as ridiculous as that.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, the sun's a bit brighter. What? Yeah, it's a bit warmer.
It's a bit warm.
It's a bit warmer. Oh, good, yeah.
Oh, you go to buy a car?
Yeah.
It's like, well, price is up last week, it was 10 grand. Yeah, yeah. What was it this week? 18 and a half. Why?
Well, sun's out.
Well, you know why? Obviously. Sir, please sign here.
Oh, your kids at home? Well, yeah, they're on summer holiday. Boom, there you go, sir, 18 grand.
Yes, everything else is more expensive.
That works, yeah. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's like, I think it is that thing of, like, you know, if you prefix anything with Christmas, it's more expensive.
Mm.
Weddings. When we got married, when the wife and I tied the knot,
mm-hmm,
we're very lucky. We got married on a ship, and we
bloody hell, keep that quiet, didn't you? You posh bastard.
Very
on
lucky.
A ship,
a cruise ship, yes. Married by the captain. Anyway, anyway, that's not what I'm saying. But we ordered, like, for part of the package, the wedding cake. Yeah.
Mm.
And I think it was like, literally, it was just one cake. It was nothing special about it. It was literally was a cake. Mm. And I think it was something like 50 quid, something ridiculous.
Mm.
You could, if it wasn't for the wedding, the same cake was like 15 quid.
Yeah.
So, I mean, nothing, no different, not even anything on it. It says, congratulations, nothing, the same cake. But because it was connected to this wedding package, they put the price up 100% away.
It's like, it's weird, isn't it?
But yeah, but you go, oh, it's a wedding cake. It's not, it's a bloody cake.
Yeah, it's a fruit cake.
Yeah. And we were a fruitcake.
Just as we are
but
now.
But we actually, yeah. I mean, but better. This is, don't start me off now. I'm just country.
Do you know what I mean?
Bloody power companies, you know.
Actually, let me finish this rant with, so there's been two gigs I've done over the summer. Weddings, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know as people, we're all super smart and we rethink things and blah, blah, blah. Right, okay, fine. But there's some things I think we should kind of honour and respect, right? They are what they are. Leave them alone, right?
Yeah.
So, there was one, I goes in, and right in the middle of the room, massive table, and in the middle of there, there's this sheet over this thing, and I think, oh, it's a wedding cake, right? But for the entire, like, setup and sound check and all the rest of it, you know, all the bits before they do the slicing of the cake, like, everybody's just complaining. What the hell is that smell?
Oh my God,
it's disgusting. You know, everybody's like uncomfortable in the room. Anyway, comes the time to cut the cake. Everyone's like, hey, see what we've done? Aren't we smart? Lifted the thing up, and it's a cheesecake.
Yeah.
But made of massive, stinky blue cheeses. You just think...
It's just... Oh, I mean, that for me would be the worst thing, because I don't...
God.
I hate... the smell of cheese. I can't bear it.
Oh, right.
But also...
Is that why you sit at the opposite end of the table?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I agree with you. I think I don't know why you would do that. Why?
I don't think it's smart. I don't think it's clever.
It's not anything. It's just... It's just that thing of like, you know, oh, we're gonna have cheese.
Yeah. I mean, they carved this thing up and put it on a load of plates and stuff. So obviously the room stunk. So everyone's like put on all this effort to look nice and smell nice.
And they go, I'm smelling like cheese.
And then the whole room just stinks of cheese, you know. But nobody ate any.
No.
If that was the humble fruitcake or a boiled loaf or something nice, you know. It would be gone.
I mean, I quite like the idea, you know, when you get to the weddings and there's a whole load of cupcakes.
Oh,
I like that.
Because
you just grab a cupcake and away you go.
Mm, or two.
Or two.
Yeah. Was that one we did in the summer? Was that donuts?
Donuts. Mm. No, they were good.
There was no custard ones, but they were...
I had the strawberries and cream ones.
Spot on.
Which was... You had the Christmas one, didn't you? I remember. You had cinnamon.
Oh, the cinnamon. Oh, gosh. Love cinnamon. I started putting that on my porridge in the morning.
Yeah.
It's just like Christmas every morning.
Every morning's Christmas.
Brilliant.
I buy myself a present every day. Wrap it up. Kids go, hey, got a present. This is for me.
Yeah.
Oh,
smells great.
What is it? It's for me.
Okay, so let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up, Rob.
Wrap it up, baby. All right.
All right.
Let's wrap this thing. I think that's what Father Christmas says, isn't it? When he's with the elves.
What, when he's finished his...
Come on, let's wrap this.
Come on.
Let's wrap these presents. Come on, elves.
Is he swinging on a Glenfiddich?
Come on.
You know.
Let's do it. Get the sleigh out. Rudolph!
He's whipping them. I don't think there's any unions up there.
Let's do this shit. Let's do it. Come on.
Okay, episode 19 finished.
Finito. Goodbye.
We'll see you next time, hopefully with special guests.
With guests.
You know that. It'd be really lovely.
Aye. Prime Minister. No? She's not. Okay, fair
enough. No, we're still live. You can't call me that yet.
Not until the coup.
All right. Forever, my feelings towards you are satisfying and erect.
We're back to that cheese again, aren't we?
Yeah. That's right. Come and burn.
Come and burn. Well, as always, I'm glad that I'm right at the other end of this table. In a safe corner,
rocking,
covered by glass,
covered in bleach.
covered in petrol.
Right, goodbye.
Adios.